Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
Hey, Daddy, this is Dollar B.
BoxingVoice.com.
No matter what nobody says, man, you can't get nobody fucked with me, man. You know, I can't be fucked with, you know.
Dollar B's and LC Productions.
Whether you pay to see me win or you pay to see me lose, you're gonna pay. Look, your kids still gotta eat. I don't have to watch, you know, any footage of a fighter. I mean, because I'm Floyd Mayweather, everybody gotta watch me. I knew eventually I was gonna have to fight Oscar. I feel like he was straight up and down, no really no special effects.
BoxingVoice.com.
I can tell Canelo had the biggest deal. Your deal is for 300 million. And I made 350 million just in one fight. And you're fighting on the app.
BoxingVoice.com.
I'm a king, okay? I eat a feast. But every time I eat a feast, and when I get up from the table, I don't give a fuck. I don't get the leftovers. At the end of the day, follow my green plan.
Dollar B's and LC Productions.
BoxingVoice.com. What up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another flagship edition. It is Sunday, Crow Day, and we definitely have some fights to discuss in terms of reviewing, or at least, you know, crow eating. I don't really know, all the A-sides one, but there is a lot of news and notes to get to, starting off with Tyson Fury going as far as saying he'll vacate that WBC title before he's forced into any meaningless mandatory. Then we got Errol Spence really shaking up the old UK and American audience by saying that Americans should be supporting their own in Deontay Wilder instead of rooting for Tyson Fury, who happens to be from the other side of the pond. Then we got Jamal James and Thomas Delorme scheduled back on the docket, and I believe this is PBC's first fight back. Buy or sell? Then we'll go to Showtime's. What is he to Showtime? Definitely one of the big names on the come up, Jerron Boots Ennis. We're going to actually dive a little deeper into Jerron and see. I mean, I was just off the notes alone, I'm like, man, he should be fighting a Jamal James or a Thomas Delorme. That's the type of fight I need to know that he's the goods. I know a lot of people around here believe that he is, but I would like to see something like that instead of Iabov or whatever his name is. Heavyweight champ that, you know, only lost to Ward and Elderly Alvarez. So I think Fury finds himself in a similar position where it's like, do I fight White or do I fight AJ? Do I fight White or do I fight Ruiz, you know, in an American pay-per-view? Because he's fighting on that side of the country, right? Like, he's on this side of the pond, and his fights can be pay-per-view. So it's like, am I going to bring Dillian White all the way over here and no one's going to know him? So I get what he's saying. I'm not saying that I agree. I just understand.
Yeah. Man.
Say from like a promotional standpoint, like, you know, it sounds a lot like what